Time now for Praying Pals with host Stacey Ruth Stolting.
God is loving you even now. That's the title of this week's devotional, Take God's Word for It. And thank you for joining us and joining Praying Pals, where we offer extra prayer 24/7 at prayingpals.org. Over 22,000 people and counting have responded to Praying Pals' offer to prayer for Colorado. We are just astounded as we see the devastation in that state. But we do thank God for allowing us to use Facebook and radio to share prayer for the many devastated families. So where do you turn when your house burns? Does it mean that God has forgotten you? No way! Nothing bad that happens on this fallen, messed up world can stop God from loving you. Nothing stops God's love. This world isn't heaven, that's for sure, but Jesus came so that we can be saved from the effects of sin and death and live for eternity with Him. Today, I invite you to know God's love personally and to know God Himself personally. For one moment, I want you to just pause and really listen. And it's because God's Word says, "For I am persuaded beyond doubt, am sure that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation." That includes fire, folks. "Nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord." That was Romans 8:38-39. You see, this world again is so messed up, but Jesus came to save us. But it's our choice to accept Him and get on God's side and let Jesus inside. He's the only way to heaven. I didn't say that. Jesus said it. He said, "I am the way." So take God's word for it today. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that whoever believes in Him should not perish, but have eternal life. And yes, that was John 3:16. Okay, it's time to pray. Let's pray for Colorado. And let's ask Jesus in our hearts right now. Heavenly Father, we confess our desperate need of You. We are in very dire straits. And so many people in this country are suffering, particularly in Colorado. We pray, Lord Jesus, that You would take control, that You would help us at this very, very horrific time. And we just ask for You to shine Your light in this darkness. Help us to see You. I ask that You soften hearts and draw people to Yourself right now. Help them to sense Your love and Your presence. And some of us are wanting to just totally say that You are God's Son, Jesus, and we need You desperately. We relied on things before, but we realize we need to rely on You. We are desperate for You. We ask You into our hearts, into our lives. We ask for You to redeem us and set us free from the effects of sin and death. We just confess You as Lord and trust in You as our Savior and ask You to help these families. Help us all, Lord, no matter what trial or test we are experiencing. We trust in You, and we ask You to help us have faith and to embrace Your promises that You are going to make things right in the end. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Prayer tip of the week. Let's pray for Colorado and every place suffering from disasters. And consider donating to a ministry like the Billy Graham Evangelistic Association, which has different branches ministering on-site in Colorado and directly ministering to the physical and spiritual needs of Colorado families. And remember Psalm 34:10, those who seek the Lord lack no good thing. And that's because God is so good. He remains good in the bad times and the good. Stay involved in church. Enjoy Jesus, because Jesus saves and nothing changes his love for you. Join us at prayingpals.org.
That has been Praying Pals with host Stacy Ruth Stulting.